For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at tonight from weak faith to strong faith. So let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come with open hearts, ready to receive from the Word of God tonight, Lord. And we thank you that we have the Holy Ghost. He is our teacher. He helps us to understand things and see the wonderful revelation from the Word of God. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us about faith. We thank you and ask you, please help us to walk in the truths that we are learning today, in Jesus' name, amen. From weak faith to strong faith. So firstly, let's think about what faith is. What is faith? Faith simply is believing God's word and acting on it like you believe it. That's what faith is. Believing God's word and acting on it like you believe it. So let's have a look in Hebrews 11 verse 1. And Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith, the Bible tells us, is a substance. It is the substance of things hoped for. So faith is a powerful, spiritual and creative force. So let's think about that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith. So it's believing God's word and acting on it like you believe it. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9 and read verses 22 firstly, and then we'll look at verse 29. Matthew chapter 9. Starting at verse 22. "But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And the woman was made whole from that hour." Now that's significant, that the Lord Jesus Christ said that the thing that had made her whole was her faith. "Thy faith hath made thee whole." And this is important to understand, because faith is how we receive from God. Faith is how we receive from God. And this scripture proves that out. "Thy faith hath made thee whole," he said to the woman with the issue of blood, who had been diseased for 12 years. So faith is how we receive from God. And if we have a look in verse 29 also, here's another example. "Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you." According to your faith, be it unto you. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ says that the person has it. In this case, it's talking about the blind men who came to him. What they have from God is according to their faith. We've seen it two times now in this chapter. So faith is how we receive from God. These people used their faith to receive healing and restoration from God. We can see that from the scripture. Faith, which is a substance, a powerful force, is believing God's word and acting on it like you believe it, and it is how we receive from God. Faith is important. So that's important that we understand that. And tonight we're looking at from weak faith to strong faith. So it's possible to increase in the strength of our faith. How strong our faith is can increase. Another important thing to understand is that God has provided us with faith. He has given us faith. He has given us the ability to believe Him, to stand on His word in a believing way and act on it. He's given that to us, this substance called faith. Have a look at Romans 12, verse 3. Romans 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." So the Bible tells us clearly here that God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we have faith given to us by God. And faith, it resides in our spirit man. It resides in our spirit man, our inner man. And it has the power to affect us in our minds, in our bodies. It resides in our spirit. And God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we have faith given to us by God. Faith, and God intends for us to use it, to live by it, to walk by it. That's what God's will is, and that all that is in the scriptures. If we now have a look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, here the scripture says, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Now this tells us some important things here. It says the same spirit of faith. So faith is of the spirit. It is a force of the Spirit. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, and this is how faith works, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. So the believing is first, followed by the speaking. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So that tells us we speak, or we ought to be speaking, based on our belief in God's word. So we believe and therefore speak. Praise God. So faith is of our spirit, and faith can be found in varying levels in people. The scripture shows us this. Faith can also be strong in a person in one area, but weak in another area. For instance, a person can be strong in faith about the new birth. They believe it, they know they're saved, they believe what the scripture says about trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ and being made a new creature. They know without a doubt, and nobody can change their mind or tell them otherwise, that they are saved, because that's what the word says. So they can be very strong in that area, but weak in faith in another area. For instance, that God wants them well in their body, sickness free in their body, well in their body and in their soul. Or God wants us prosperous financially and in other areas. So people can be strong in one area but weak in another area. And God wants us to come up in all areas. He wants us to come up in all areas. So how do we do that? We do that by feeding our faith according to what the word says in the different areas of life. So we use the word of God to build up our faith. But firstly, before we look at that, let's have a look at these levels of faith, because the scripture reveals to us that this is the truth. Have a look at Mark 4, verse 40. Mark chapter 4 and verse 40. And the scripture says, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So here's an example. And he said this to the disciples after rebuking the storm and saying, peace be still, rebuking the wind. He said to his disciples, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So there's an example, no faith. Let's have a look at Matthew 6:30. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 30. And the scripture says here, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So here we have little faith. We read no faith, and here is little faith. Let's have a look further on in Matthew at chapter 8 and verse 10. And the word of God says in 8 verse 10 in Matthew, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So Jesus talks about great faith here. So we've seen no faith, little faith, great faith. Let's turn to Romans 4, verse 20. Romans 4, verse 20. And the word of God says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So now that's talking about Abraham. And the Bible says that he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith. So we've seen here, faith can be found in people in different degrees, different levels of how strong it is. And sometimes it's not present at all. So no faith, too great faith, strong in faith, we read. And let's have a look in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8. And the word of God says in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. So here we have a person, Stephen, who was full of faith. Full of faith. So we read, strong in faith. Abraham was strong in faith, and Stephen was full of faith. So faith can be strengthened. Praise God, that's good to know. Faith can be strengthened. That means we can strengthen our faith. We can come up in our faith. We have been given the measure of faith, and we can do something with it. Praise God, we can do something with our faith. And you say, why is this important? This is very important because the Bible tells us that without faith, there's no victory. So this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith is linked with our victory. Praise God. God wants us to have victory. So what's the key to that? Faith. Using our faith. Faith is powerful. It's powerful. Now we can say, how does it come? What does the Bible say about that? Well, let's have a look at Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the scripture that it's good for us to know this one. Know it off by heart, because it's telling us how faith comes. So if you need faith, your faith built up in a certain area, like healing, for instance, start studying the word of God about healing and put it in your mouth. As we read before, I believed. We also believe and therefore speak. So if you put it in your heart, fill your heart with it, fill your mouth with it, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you can look at that. You can say faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to give ourselves the opportunity to hear it. We speak it, we think about it, we meditate on it, and faith will come from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our faith level, when it's starting to be fed with the word of God, because it is food. The word of God is food for our spirit man. It feeds our faith. It feeds our faith. The word of God is food for our faith. So that's why it's so important to be regularly studying the word, looking at the word, speaking the word. So if you need your faith to come up in a certain area, put your eyes on the word of God. Think about it in that area. Speak it out. So you've got an issue in your life that needs attention. You want it changed. And there's so many issues in life that we need to have victory in, isn't it? As humans, we want to have victory in every area. Be victorious Christians. Praise God. So put your faith on the word of God. You say, like, I'll give you an example. You might say, I'm a bit shy to show my faith in Christ. You know, there's a scripture in Romans that says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all them that believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So you can go to that scripture and start to think about it, start to confess it. And it's chapter 1, verse 16, and I've just found it now. So you can put your eyes on that verse and start to speak it out, and your faith will be built up, and it will change you from the inside. It will change you from your inside, because faith is of the Spirit. It resides in our spirit, and it impacts us. It impacts our body. It impacts our mind, our thinking. It renews our mind. And that's what the Word of God says for us to do. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So he wants us transformed. He wants us coming up in faith, because faith is how the victory comes. And another thing to think about is that faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. He wants us to walk by faith, live by faith, overcome the world by faith. Praise God. So faith comes by hearing, and that hearing is putting effort into studying the Word of God, giving it attention, effortful attention. So a person may think, but I looked at the Word of God on healing last month. We need to be regularly looking at it. It feeds our faith. So something that fed us a month ago, it's not going to be feeding us today. We need to be regularly looking at it and feeding our spirit man, feeding our faith on the Word of God. If you've got a need in your life, look at what the Word says in that area. Build your faith up. If you need faith for financial breakthrough, start to meditate on the scriptures that talk about how God wants you to prosper and be in health, how he supplies your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, how he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, Psalm 35. So start to put your eyes on where your needs are in the Word of God, to build your faith up. You know, it's a war that we're in here, a spiritual war against the enemy. And the enemy will try to deceive. He lies to, tries to deceive and steal away the blessing that is our inheritance in the Lord, our heritage in the Lord. We are blessed people as children of the kingdom of God. We are redeemed people. We have an inheritance in the Lord. And we are in a war against the devil. Now, you can't fight the devil in the flesh and blood realm. You can't successfully fight the devil in the mental realm, trying to reason away things. Where you fight the devil successfully and have victory is in the spirit. In the spirit realm, using your faith as a shield and the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit. That's how you have the victory as a Christian. holding up the shield of faith and using the word of God as the sword of the Spirit, and you will have the victory every time in every area. So start to feed your faith on the word of God, because Romans 10:17 says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the word of God in a believing way. In a believing way. So let's have a look at Luke 17, verses 5 and 6. Luke 17, verses 5 and 6. And the scripture says, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Faith is a powerful force. And it's important for us to understand that we start with what we have. Start with what you have. You know, you don't become a faith giant overnight. You start with what you've got and start to feed it with the word of God. Look at the word of God regularly. Speak out the word of God. Tell the Lord that you believe his word. Say to him, "Lord, I believe what your word says here, and I thank you for it, and it's true in my life." You know, you might be going in a certain area where it's a dangerous area. You might be travelling somewhere and it's dangerous. You know, you've got Psalm 91 there, which talks about angelic protection. You can say to the Lord, "Lord, I believe that you are with me. You give your angels charge over me. I am led by the Spirit of God, and I believe that I am protected because your word says so." So you start with what you've got and you feed it. And as you put effort into that process of feeding your faith, and as you are committed and consistent in it, your faith will grow. It will strengthen. It will strengthen. Just as like when you exercise a physical muscle in your body, it gets stronger. It gets stronger and built up. It grows stronger. It's the same with your faith. When you feed it, when you use it, when you exercise it, it grows stronger. And this transformation process happens that the Bible speaks about in Romans chapter 12. "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The word of God renews our mind. It renews our mind. It goes into our minds and goes down into our spirit man. Goes down into our spirit man. And when we speak in faith, it comes up out of our spirit, comes into our thinking, and comes out of our mouth. Praise God. So you start with what you've got and you build on it. Our faith needs to be fed to increase and be strengthened. Praise God. So to go over that again, to strengthen our faith in each area, we need to feed our faith in different areas of our Christian life and put our faith into practice in life. Remember that faith without works is dead. So it has to be put into practice. We have to actually follow through in our actions in accordance with our believing and our speaking. So we speak it out and then we act on it. For instance, you could say, "I believe that it's God's will to tithe, and tithing is my connection, my covenant connection to financial blessing in my life." But then you don't tithe, You see, that's not faith in action. That's not faith in action there. So there's got to be the corresponding actions where our faith, where we're using our faith. So we speak it and we act as well. We hear and do. Hear and do. That's what the scripture says. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So hear and do. Hear and follow through. And also it's important to remember that faith works by love. Faith works by love. Galatians 5:6 tells us that. So if faith isn't working for us in some way, in some area, we have to look at ourselves. Are we walking in love? The Bible talks about walk in love. Walk in love. Are we walking in love? Are we holding unforgiveness about somebody? Are we holding a grudge? Are we being mean or unloving towards somebody? We have to look at these things in our life because God wants us to be successful. He wants us to have victory. He wants us to access the blessings that He has provided for us. So faith worketh by love, the Bible says. So if we're having trouble in our faith walk, we have to look at, are we walking in love? And we finish with Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Let's have a look at that. Matthew 4, verse 4. And the scripture says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. We live, we need the physical sustenance, obviously, for our bodies, but we need the word of God to thrive spiritually. We need the word of God to thrive spiritually. We need to feed our spirit man on the word of God to prevent us from getting weak spiritually. Just as the body needs food or it will grow weak physically, the spirit man needs the word of God to be able to thrive and not grow weak spiritually. And the word of God shows us this here. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We need God's word to live and to thrive. Praise God. So let's close in prayer and think about these things. Praise God that God has given us faith. He wants us to be victorious in life, to walk by faith, live by faith. Faith pleases God, and we can strengthen our faith. Praise God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for your word. It tells us, Lord, how to strengthen our faith. We thank you, Lord, that we have the word of God. It is food for our faith. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to stand in faith, walk by faith, live by faith. You are with us. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to do that. We give you glory and praise. Lord, be exalted in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.